This tshuva in Shailos Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eiger. This is in Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Zayin, where the Shoyl, whose name was Remeir Weil. So Remeir Weil was the Av Beis Din in Berlin, circa late 1700s, early 1800s. He's actually mentioned several times in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So we've spoken a lot about that Kufa. We've spoken about Frankfurt and Hamburg. This is Berlin. The big cities in Germany. So Remeir Weil was the Av Beis Din of Berlin for many years. And there's several tshuvas here in Shailos Tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Chelek Gimel, where he and Rabbi Kiva Eiger are talking and learning. So one of the shailos that Remeir Weil presented to Rabbi Kiva Eiger was that we know there's a klal that anytime you have a hekesh, and you can use this hekesh to be makish two things and emerge with a chumrah, or you could use this hekesh to be makish two things and emerge with a kula. So what's the rule? L'chumrah makshinan, l'kula loy makshinan. Every time you can make a hekesh, you always go l'chumrah, you don't go l'kula. So Remeir Weil asked Rabbi Kiva Eiger, he said, nistapakti, I'm not sure. This inyan that you go l'chumrah, which again comes up many times in Shas, is that a hanhaga that Chazal felt you have to do pasha because you don't know? And being that you have a suffix, so Sveika de Raisa Lachumra. So you have a hekesh that's teaching me Dine Taira. I have no Eitzah, so therefore I go Lachumra. Meaning, theoretically, maybe you can go Lachumra, but I don't know. I know there's a hekesh, that I know. I don't know if I'm supposed to take Chumra out of it or Kula out of it. And if Chumra and Kula are at odds, so like any good Sveika de Raisa, what do? You go Lachumra. And that's the Yisoid of the Kula Lachumra, Lachumra Makshinon. Inami, Sandra May Waltrap Kiveger, maybe this is not an hoga mechumra, but maybe this is a mito. It's a din. The state in the din hekesh is that anytime you have a shayla, you go lechumra. Now, hekesh, we speak this out all the time, is not one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr in the Drashas Pan. Often quoted mistake. But it's a midah for sure. And being that it's a midah, it could be the Shulchan Aruch of the midah of Hekesh says that anytime I could go to Chumah, anytime I can go to Kula, so I'm always going to go. Said the Shul Ramei Waltrip Kiveger, that if you're going to nem on the first side, and you're going to say that the gather of L'chumra Makshinon is Pasha because I don't know, and as a result, I have to go l'chumra. So he said, I want to tell you a davar nifla. And this ha'ara that Remeir Weil told Rabbi Kiva Eiger is mamish a Rabbi Kiva Eiger digger style ha'ara. Maybe this is why he told it to Rabbi Kiva Eiger. But this is like a real Rabbi Kiva Eiger digger. So he said like this. Everyone knows the Gemara in Masechtus Kedushin, Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah saben ala'av, anoshim chayav v'anoshim p'turais. Any mitzvah that a father has to do for his child, it's only the father that has to do this mitzvah, but the mother doesn't have to do it. And then the Gemara brings a braisa of examples of mitzvahs haben alav, and the first example that the braisa gives is lamoyloi. So a father has a responsibility to make sure that his son is going to have bris milah, but a mother does not have a responsibility. It's not a mother's obligation to make sure that her son is going to have a bris milah. Says the Gemara minalon. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, vayomo Avram es Yitzchok benoy ben Shmoy nas yomim kasha tziva oisoy aloikim, and we darshan oisoy veloy oisa, that only Avram, a father, has a chiv. However, Sarah, a mother, does not have a chiv to do bris milah. Frey Tosfos Akasha, maybe the most famous Tosfos in Shas, that why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a mother doesn't have to do bris milah on her son? When do you do bris milah? You do it by Yom HaShmini. If that's the case, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. If it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, noshama anyways potter. So why do I need a posik, a drosha, a miut? Typically, it's a regular mitzvah saseh shazman gerama and noshama potter from all mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. It says Tosfos V'yesh Loim. It's true, the mitzvah of milah starts on the eighth day. However, kiven de miyom HaShmini v'hola in lahefsek, being that if you don't do bris milah on the 8th day, you can do it on the 9th day, or on the 10th day, or on the 11th day. Therefore, lavs zman gerama, it's not going to be considered a mitzvah seishas zman gerama. Meaning, there's an element of zman gerama to it, for sure. It starts on the 8th day. That's Tosfos Kasha. But at the same time, once the 8th day comes, you could do it any day afterwards. It comes out, it's not meshubat zman, it's like a starting point. But once that starting point comes, you could do it any time you want. And it's for that reason, it's not considered a mitzvah seishas zman gerama. But Tosfos has a follow-up, Kasha. Tosfos says, "Vim toima akat." of a fart. Mitzvah seishas manger amahu. Why? The in malan el bayoy. Because we know you can only do bris milah during the day. You can't do bris milah at night. So if you can't do bris milah at night, so it's weiter mitzvah seishas manger amahu. Any mitzvah you can do by day only is a mitzvah seishas manger amahu. So if that's the case, milah can only do during the day. So it's weiter only be a mitzvah seishas manger amahu. The Yishloi Matosu says, it's a good kasha. You have no choice. You have to say, this is what you hear in Kedushin. Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph. It's going according to Amanda Amar, Mesechtes Yevamos, that holds you could do Bris Mila even at night. And even though we don't pass in that way, but there is such Amanda Amar, and you have to say that the Braisa that needed a Pasuk of Oysoi Veloi Oysa Enochinami holds you could do Mila Balayla, and that's why it's not a mitzvah's esesh as man geroma, and that's why I have to come onto a pasuk of oisoy veloy oisoy. So I may a while told Rabbi Kiva Eger that it's yodua that all the mefarshim ask a kasha that akat Tois should have asked the third kasha. Tois should have said a befart. Why? Because even though there is a mandama that holds that you could do mila even by laila, but everybody holds that you can't do a Mila Shaloi Bizmanay on Shabbos. So we know Mila is Daicha Shabbos. We've all been to Brisson on Shabbos. But that's only Mila Bizmanay. But Mila Shaloi Bizmanay is not Daicha Shabbos. Ubayay Mashmini Afilu B'Shabbos. But it's only when it's B'yay Mashmini. If it's Shaloi Bizmanay, you can't do it on Shabbos. So Makshima Oilam, that it still L'chura should be a Mitzvah Esesh Azman Garama. Why? Because M'yay Mashmini V'hola, you could still only do it Sheish Az Yomim. But B'yay Mashvi, then already you're not allowed to do it. So L'chura, it should still be a mitzvah say shaz mangarama. This is a veltz kasha. So I may a while told Rabbi Kiva Eger, I was thinking the following einfach. We know that noshim are chayiv in all the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos. Really, it's a chiddush. Noshim are chayiv to make kiddush. All the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos is right on this. But patch this, noshim are chayiv. Why? L'chura, Shabbos is ein l'cha mitzvahs essay shaz mangarama. So the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Chav and in elsewhere, the reason is because it says Zocher Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy and it says Shomer Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy. It says Zocher Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy by the first Aseres HaDibris. And it says Shomer Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy by the second Aseres HaDibris. So when Makish Schir L'Shmira, and we say Kol Sheyeshnoi B'Shmira, Yeshnoi B'Schira. And being that Noshim Achayiv in Shomer Siyem HaShabbos L'Katshoy. Why? Because it's a loisa say, a noshim a chayiv and a loisa say. So too, they're going to be chayiv in Zocher Siyem HaShabbos HaKatshoy. They're going to be chayiv to make Kiddush. They're going to be chayiv in all the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos as well. Freik Tosfos in Mesechtes Shvuos Daf Chof Amid Beis, that I don't understand. Why did Chazal know to say that noshim a chayiv in Kiddush Hayoyim, the chayiv in the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos? Why? Because of the hekish between Zohar and Shamar, because Kol Shiyeshne B'Shmira Yeshne B'Shchira, the Chor they should have said Fakert, maybe. Maybe they should have said that Noshim Apote from Shabbos L'Gamri. And an Isha on Shabbos, maybe, doesn't even have to keep Shabbos. Why? Same hekish. Kol She'enoi B'Shchira Eino B'Shmira. Meaning, I have a hekish between Zohar and Shamar. The hekish tells me they have to be one and the same. So Chazal say, oh, if that's the case, I know for sure Noshim Achayiv in Kiddush. I know Noshim Achayiv in the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why? Because they're for sure Achayiv in Shomer, the Achayiv in Lavin. So Kol Shin Yeshna B'Shira, Yeshna B'Shira. Vei Toisvis, Fakert. Maybe say just the opposite. I know Noshim Apotim from all mitzvahs Esesh has Mangaramo. Limudim Perika Isha Niknis. So if that's the case, if I know that Potter from Mitzvah Esesh has Mangiramo, so there ain't a Beschira, if there ain't a Beschira, ain't a Beschira. Zok Toysus, what's the Teretz? It's Boshit. Because if I have a Hekish, that I can be Makish L'Chumra, and I can be Makish L'Kula, so L'Chumra Makshina, L'Kula Loi Makshina. And that's how I know that Noshim are Chayiv and Shabbos. I know the Chayiv and Shabbos. Chayiv and Shabbos, that Anisha can't be Zayreya on Shabbos. You know, I know that. I know that because of a hekesh. I know that because of L'chumra Makshinon. Because without L'chumra Makshinon, I could have thought that Kol She'enoi B'Shchira Eino B'Shmira. But Heyois, Adank, Echav, Amita, I know this policy of L'chumra Makshinon, and being that L'chumra Makshinon, so that's how I know. So said Rameir Walter Abkiveger, so I was thinking of Nifla de Gehara. He said that Yesh Loimar, if you're going to tell me that this that you say L'chumra Makshina, that's only because Misafik you're going L'chumra. But really Misafik, if the Safik was, or if the Chumra would be to go Fakert, I would go Fakert. Meaning it's only Machmas, the fact that when I'm not sure what to do, I have to go L'chumra, when it's a question of going L'kula, going L'chumra. So he said, Yesh Loimar, what would be if it would come out that by saying that a woman is not chayiv in Shabbos, it would be a chumrah. In that case, you would have to say that an isha is potter from Shabbos. Now, to tell a person that he's not chayiv in Shabbos every day of the week is going to be, pun intended, a kula. How is it possible that saying that you're potter from Shabbos, and because you're potter from Shabbos, it's going to come out of chumrah? Said Ramey, well, I'll tell you how it's going to come out. It's going to come out because if you're going to tell me that noshim are potter from Shabbos, so that means that an isha, to the extent that she's chayiv in Mila, would be able to do a Mila Shaloi Bezmanai Afilo on Shabbos. Why can't you do a Mila Shaloi Bezmanai on Shabbos? Because you can't be Michal Shabbos. And in Asay Doichel Lois Asay of Shabbos. Tafka Bezmanai, we're having Makar. But Shaloi Bezmanai, we're having Makar, it's not going to be possible. So if you're going to tell me then that the Isha, where if she's Potter from Shabbos, is going to be Chayiv in Mila, so then I would be forced to say that she's potter from Shabbos. So if that's the case, what's the kasha? The kasha was that noshim should be potter from Shabbos. Why should they be potter from Shabbos? Because the mitzvah seishes mangram. So first Tosfos said it's a mitzvah seishes mangram because yom hashmini. That's not a kasha. Yom hashmini b'hol. Then Tosfos said it's a mitzvah seishes mangram because it's only by yom. It's not b'layil. Tosfos said that's not a kasha either. Because there's a man dama that holds that milo you could do even b'layil. But what's the kasha that the Velt asks? That it should still be a problem. And the reason it should still be a problem is because you can't do milo shaloi bezmanai on Shabbos. Why can't you do milo shaloi bezmanai on Shabbos? Because it's not toicha Shabbos. So if that's the case, it's vayter mitzvah seishes mangram. So Noshim should fight to be potter. Zokra may while a viful it's going to come out from Noshim being chayv and Shabbos, a kula, that Noshim should be potter from Mila, you're going to say that l'kula l'chumra l'chumra makshinon, that women are really potter from Shabbos, and if they're potter from Shabbos, how could they be potter from Shabbos? What are you talking about? Because iskish zocha l'shomer and kol she'enoi b'schira, and usually you say kol she'yesh n'b'shmira yesh b'schira because that's the chumra, but here the chumra is going to be kol she'enoi b'schira and b'shmira. So I'm going to say noshim are potter from Shabbos. If they're potter from Shabbos, it comes out it's a mitzvah esesh as magrom. Now it doesn't mean that the isha could do the milu shloi b'zmani on Shabbos, because then l'chumra you're going to say then maybe she's chayiv in Shabbos. But Mila, if you want to tell me that an isha should be potter from Mila, why? Because of the fact, because the mitzvah esesh is mangaroma, I would say the chumrah could be klapi her. It's not a mitzvah esesh is mangaroma. Klapi the man it is, but klapi her it's not. And aleha anudonin right now. And being that klapi her, it's not a mitzvah esesh is mangaroma, because maybe she taka is potter from Shabbos, and if she's potter from Shabbos, the Mila shalei bezman is going to be done for Shabbos. So if that's the case, it should come out what? It should come out that she would be chayiv in Mila. Said Ramey Wal, I think that's the teretz to the Kushyas Ha'olam. The Kushyas Ha'olam is presupposing that it's poshet that an isha, if she had the mitzvah of milo, she could not do a milo shaloi bezmanai on Shabbos. I don't think it's poshet. I think it's true, but it's only true l'chumra, like Tosfos says. And Shavuos Daf Chaf on the days. It's because the chumra when makish schira l'shmira and kol she'yeshna b'shmira yeshna b'schira. But you always have to go to chumra and say that kol she'enoi b'schira ena b'shmira. And a ziful you have to reckon that side on that side that she's an ena b'shmira. So milu shloib is manish she could do on Shabbos. If she could do a milu shloib is manish on Shabbos, so hader dina that it's not a mitzvah sesach as mangaroma, and that is the teretz of that kasha. So this is what Rameh Wal told Reb Kiva Eger. So Reb Kiva Eger said like this, he heard the Shtickle Torah. I mean, you would think Reb Kiva Eger would be so excited. And he says, he writes to him the Shtickle Torah Bekitzer, and he says, Shogak Bozeh. He says, a nice Shtickle Torah. He said, but Shogak Bozeh, you're making a tois. He says, how do I know you're making a tois? So Reb Kiva Eger said, it's enough in a Mishnah. He said, you forgot a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says in Masech the Shabbos in Perek Bameh Isha Yoytza. So the Mishnah says, Loi seitze isha b'machat ha'nekuva, v'loi b'tabash yeitze le'achoysen, v'loi b'kulyur, v'loi b'kayveles, v'loi b'tzleiches al-blaitin. Feels like a long time ago that we learned this. But the Mishnah is talking about different things that a woman is not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Ve'im yotzisa, chayev eschatos. And if a woman carries these things, she's going to be chayiv achatos. So Reb Kivega told Ramey Wal, if you're going to tell me that this that a woman has to keep Shabbos is only misafik, like Tosfos says, it's only because L'chumra, we say the kol she'yeshna b'shmir, yeshna b'shchira. But also l'chumra, you would always have to say kol she'ena b'shchira, ena b'shmira. So she keeps Shabbos, avada, but it's misafik. But misafik, we have to declare that maybe she's not. So how could she bring a karma chatas? Chatas is not baba nadava. You can only bring chatas if you know for sure you chayev chatas. And if the Mishnah says chayev is chatas, so it's muchach that she's 100%. So he said to Mishnah, shagag b'zeh. So the question is, what's the tais? So he says, okay, come and clear it, Dr. Kivega. He says, other the Torah says that your hanach is wrong. That the yisoid of lakula lachumra lachumra makshin and is not misafik. It's a din. It's a midah. You always go lachumra. So you're always going to say that kol sheyeshna b'shmira yeshna b'shmira. You're never going to go in the reverse order. He says inami, or you could say that maybe the gedat dvarim is based on the Gemara Masechtas Makis, that when the Gemara is clearing whether or not iskish zochel b'shamar lakula lachumra, where Tosfos is discussing that, it could be that's only negated the lav. Meaning, kol she einoi b'schira einoi b'shmira means you don't have the lav of Shabbos. You don't have the loisasei of Shabbos. But it could be the unchem of Shabbos, such as the chatos and the chorus and even the misas bezem, maybe that you would have. And based on a manda omar in Masechtas Makis that holds that unchem afal pisha in mazirin, so it could be that whole noisei over there is merni klape the shomer, the loisase of shomer, seim a Shabbos lekatcha. But as it relates to the unchem is going to have, again, says Rabbi Kivega, I'm not sure. You have to answer this kasha. Oh, but the shtickle Torah can't be amiss. Because your shtickle Torah is predicated on there being a tzad in the world that may be an isha, and you always have to reckon this tzad l'chumra. It's a merdik charifus. But real, it's not. And then Rabbi Kivega says, he says, b'derech agav, he says, you should know, I have to tell you that the chol eis, she'at she'meya, she'omrim kain, b'shema mefarshim, he says, you know, you're bringing this kasha, and you know, you're bringing this kasha in the name of the mefarshim. He says, ani mispala. He says, I've heard this kasha many times. Abeladaiti inkan haschola srach kushya. He says, I mamish don't even understand the kasha. Okay, he says, I've heard this kasha many times. Yeah, it's a famous kasha. He says, but to me, it's a pella, this kasha. I can't imagine so many gdoili oilam handle this kasha. And why is it a pella? He says, this is not our sugya. This is really negay, the sugya. So far, nothing of this is our sugya. We'll get to that in a minute. But this doesn't even have a punchline. This doesn't even tie in. Me inyan, le inyan, ben benoy shaloy sa inyan. This is mamish mitzaseisha's mangaroma. Kivega says that mitzaseisha's mangaroma means that sefelten does mana mitzvah to do this right now. So if I could only do something at day, not at night, it has to be done on test of this, test of that. So that would make something a mitzvah's essence as man geram. But the mitzvah father's man. He says, but really, milo shaloi bezmana, you could do on Shabbos. What, this man of Shabbos is a steer to be mekayim, the mitzvah of milo. Avar umal, avad, it's going to be good. There's a man that holds that a non-Jew could do bris milo. If he does a bris milo on Shabbos, zicha, you can do it. Right, you know, there's a famous kash from the Shar Melech. That a man that holds that an Yehudi could do bris milo. So why is milo deicha Shabbos? It's efshel lekayim shneim. Having any Yehudi do it. You. That's Pashtun, he'd be able to do a Milosh Leib Zmani on Shabbos also. There's no question. You have a problem. You just can't. So he says, Shabbos is just a technical problem that I can't be Michal Shabbos. But I've added the mitzvah is Meshach Shaychit to Shabbos, just like it's Meshach Shaychit to Erev Shabbos and Motzah Shabbos. One has nothing to do with the other. Kvega says that because I can't do this on Shabbos, that makes it a mitzvah sesh zman geram. He says, ani mispala. He says, whenever I hear this kasha, it's a chiddush to me, that anyone really handled this kasha. But al kaponim, this was the ha'ara for a mewa. But what was the beginning of the ha'ara? The beginning of the ha'ara was, whenever you have l'kula l'chumra, and we go l'chumra makshim, and the Gemara says it, kam upamim. Is it misafik that you go l'chumra makshinon? Or is it a midah, it's a din, that you're always supposed to go l'chumra makshinon? This was the shayla, and Rameir Wiles, harifas diga mahalach, to maybe answer the Veltz Kasha on Tosfos and Kedushin Daf Chav Tesam Alf. But Reb Kivega, right in the beginning, we went to Rik Savex, but right in the beginning, Reb Kivega says that this whole Chakira, I don't even know what this Chakira is. He said it's a Mefurish Tosfos. Now, where's this Tosfos? Bavakama Daf Gimel Amar Alf. Where's there a Tosfos in Bavakama Daf Gimel Amar Alf? So the Gemara said, Vishilach es Be'iroi. Ubir b'steyach, going back to the flesh of the sugya. The shilach we said is rega. Ubir we said is shein. The Gemara said that had it, although the shilach teaches me rega and ubir teaches me shein, but the shilach also teaches me a halacha related to shein, and ubir also teaches me a halacha related to rega. From the shilach, I know that yichayef v'shein, whether it's mechal yekarna or even if it's loy mechal yekarna. And from Upir, I know that Yechayef for Regel, whether it was Shalach Shluche, you sent the animal to go do damage, or whether it was Ozlam Emela, it went on its own. In other words, let's chazed this over. The Gemara said that had it only said the Shilach, I would have thought that maybe the only time Yechayef for Regel is if it's Shalach Shluche, like the Lashon V'Shilach. Narvas, it also says Ubir by Shane and Makish regular Shane. And just like for Shane, Yechayev, so too for Regal, you're going to be Chayev as well, even though it wasn't Shalach Shluche. Had it only said Ubir to teach me Shane, I would have thought that you're Chayev only if you're Mavayer it, if it's Mechal Yekarna. But if you're not Mavayer, it's Le Mechal Yekarna, I would have thought you're Bater. So it says Vashilach by Regal, that's Megala, that just like by Regal doesn't say anything about a beer, so you see Chayev even if you're Le Mechal Yekarna, so too when it comes to a beer, you're going to be Chayev even if you're Le Mechal Yekarna. So again, Vashilach teaches me that you're Chayev for Shane even if it's Le Mechal Yekarna, and Ubir teaches me that Yechayef for Regel, even if it wasn't Shalach Shluche. How does it teach me that? Based on a Hekesh. Meaning, how does Vishilach, which means Regel, teach me anything about Shein? And how does Ubir, which is Shein, teach me anything about Regel? It's because the Torah put them two together. And being that they're put together, there's a Hekesh between the two. And we're Makish one to the other. And what does the Hekesh say? The Hekesh says that just like Yechayef for Regel, even if it's Le Mechal Yekarna, so to Yechayef for Shein, if it's Le Mechal Yekarna. And just like Yechayef for Ubir, even if it was Ozla Memela, so to Yechayef for Regel, even if it was Ozla Memela. Frey, Toysfus Akasha. Frey, Toysfus. I don't understand. The Im Toymar. The name of Ipcha, shouldn't the Hekesh be just the opposite? Why don't we say that just like by Vashilach, it's Mashma, that the only time Yechayef for Regel is if it was Shalach Shluche. So maybe so too, the only time you're going to be Chayef for Ubir is if it's Shalach Shluche. And just like from Ubir, it sounds like the only time Yechayef for Shein is if it's Mechal Yekarna, so too for Vashilach, the only time you're going to be Chayef if it's Mechal Yekarna. How do I know to use the Hekesh to tell me that you chayev if it's loy mechal yekarna and if it's ozom emeila, efshefaker? Maybe use the Hekesh to tell me just the opposite. What does the opposite mean? That I'm only chayev if it's mechal yekarna, I'm only chayev if it's shalach shulchan. Says Tosfos, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me it's the third Tosfos on the Amud. That, oh, lekula lechomra lechomra makshinon. So if I have to be makish for shilach to ubir, I have to be makish regal to shein, I'm going to be makish lechomra. You're always chayev. I'm chayiv even loy mechal yekarn. I'm chayiv even for zazel memeil. I'm not going to be makish lekulo. Oh, but Frey Toisvis, does that the chumrah? Does that make sense? What are we dealing with over here? You're dealing with dinei mominus over here. And being that you're dealing with dinei mominus over here, what do you do when you have a suffix by dinei mominus? Suffix mommy, you always leave it by the muchzik. See, he says, I would think if you have a shayl over here, lekulo lechumrah, the way you should be machriya is that you're not chayiv when it's loy mechal yekarna, and you're not chayiv if it was ozal memeil. It's a freita. It's a kasha. How did the Gemara know to use the hekesh between regal and chain to be marba loy mechal yekarna and be marba ozal memeil? I think faker. You should use the hekesh to be mamayit loy mechal yekarna and be mamayit ozal memeil. And I, you'll say that l'kula l'chumra l'chumra makshinon. So isn't the chumra to say you chayiv more? Not by dinei mominus. Dinei mominus the chumra, or dinei mominus the way you machriya sveikus is by saying, prove it. You always leave it by the muchzik. So isn't that the way it should be? As I frek Toisus, and for Toisus, va'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, the midah hi b'Torah. There's a midah in the Torah. Loishna b'Yisura, v'loishna b'mamayna. You always go l'chomer. So Kedega said, what was Toisus shakl v'Torah? It's poshim. This was Toisus shakl v'Torah. Toisus the kasha thought that what's the gedder of l'kula l'chomer? The gedder is misafik. So you have to handle this the way you handle any safik. How do you handle a safik? Safik is you go l'chomer. Safik mom. And you leave it by the muchzik. So therefore, Tosfos held, use the hekesh between Shein and Regel to tell me you're going to be less chayiv. For Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the midah hi b'Torah, loishna mamon, loishna isa, there's a din l'chumra makshinon. And if there's a din that you're always machmer, so it doesn't matter if this is a chumra of stam isa ba'almor, this is a chumra where you're being mitzi mamon from somebody. At the end of the day, the chumra is yichayiv. I mean that the chumra is your chayiv. Al kopanim, so Kivega told Rameir Wild, it's a geshmak a chakira, with a geshmak a knech to maybe answer a velt kasha. Kivega didn't understand in Toisvis and Kedushin Daf Chavtes Amar Aleph of Alacha Iyun. It's an often a Toisvis. It's a Toisvis right here, tucked away in Bava Kama Daf Gimel Amar Aleph.